As we begin our Bible lesson today, let me ask you a question, dear listeners. Was there ever a time where you said something that you wish you didn't say it and you could take it back? Well, maybe today's lesson will be a help to you. Amen. Maybe today's lesson would be a help to you. Today's lesson is simply entitled, Watch Your Lips. Watch your lips. We begin in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 7, and the Word of God says this: Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. Now, your lips are the gatekeepers of your mouth. They can either let bad and untoward things come forth from your mouth, or they can be used to bring forth good and beneficial things. Therefore, my dear listeners, you and I need to watch our lips, do we not? Now, there are many different kinds of lips that we find in the Bible. However, we're only going to discuss eight of these in our lesson today. Now, you'll notice the first four are negative, and the last four are positive. In the scriptures, we see number one, as we just read there in Proverbs 17:7, lying lips, lying lips. We're told there in the Proverb chapter 17, verse 7, lying lips are not becoming to a prince. And according to Revelation, we are to be kings and priests with the Lord during his millennial reign. Amen. Therefore, as children of the King of Kings, you and I are princes today. And you and I have no business letting lies out of our lips. Tell the truth always. Amen. Don't follow the world, where it is common in courtrooms and political offices to hear men and women lie. Turn to Proverbs chapter 12 with me. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 22. The Word of God says this: Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. Now, we are quick, are we not, to point out others' abominations. We must not let our lips be an abomination to God, amen? Turn to the book of Psalms for a moment. In Psalm 120, notice what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 120, and when we get to 120, we want to look at verse number 2. Psalm 120, verse 2, the Word of God has this to say: Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips. Now, isn't this a good prayer to pray if you're having trouble with lying lips? Amen. Now, in Psalm 31, verse 18, the Word of God tells us this: Let the lying lips be put to silence. Let the lying lips be put to silence. Gives us assurance that one day the lies will cease. Amen. Maybe you've been a subject of a lie. Amen. An untruth. But just remember this, that one day Yes, one day, lying lips will be put to silence. Amen. Now, let's look at the next, amen, what we see in the scriptures. In Proverbs chapter number 4, in Proverbs chapter number 4 with me, in verse 24, the Word of God says this: put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Now, perverse lips are lips that turn away from what is good and right. In other words, they're corrupt. Cussing, dirty jokes, inappropriate conversations all come forth from perverse lips. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5 with me. In Ephesians chapter 5, in verses 3 and 4, shows us what is acceptable to God. Chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 3 and 4. We read this: but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Amen. So here we see what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Amen. That these things that we mention are not to be named among us. Amen. None of us should be guilty of these things. Perverse lips. Lips that turn away from what is right or good. They're corrupt. So with that said, the modern Bible versions produce perverse lips as well. Why do I say that? Because the modern Bible versions turns one away from what is right or good. They are corrupt. Amen. They are not the Word of God. And if you're a Bible student and you have a King James Bible, thank God for that, because you have in your hands to read and study the very preserved, inerrant, infallible, inspired words of God. Amen. The others are perverse Bibles, are perverse Bible versions, because they turn us away from what is right and good. All you need to do is compare them, and you'll see that right away. Amen. Now, we're looking at what the Word of God, we've been discussing the different kind of lips that we find mentioned in the Word of God. So far, we've looked at lying lips, perverse lips. The third is feigned lips, feigned lips. Now, let's turn to Psalm 17, verse 1. 17, verse 1. And we read this in Psalm 17, verse 1. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Now, what are feigned lips? Feigned lips are lips that say good things or right things, but are insincere. Amen. Do we know? Do you do that? Do you say to someone's face good things, right things, but you don't mean them? You're insincere. You're a hypocrite. Now, Jesus quoted Isaiah 29:13. What does Isaiah 29:13 say? We're going to see that he quoted it in the New Testament. In Isaiah chapter 29, in verse number 13, notice what the words of Almighty God say. 29:13 says this: "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." Now, Jesus is going to quote that verse, if you'll turn with me, to the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7 with me. And when you get to Mark chapter 7, look at verse number 6. The Word of God says, "He answered," and this is Jesus is answering, "He answered and he said unto them, well hath Esaias," he's quoting Isaiah, "Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites. As it is written, the people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Amen. So there is far too much lip service in Christianity, where people often and sincerely speak of their love for God and the brethren. Amen. But as we know, only God can see the heart, and he sees that these people are dishonest. They don't really mean it. They're insincere. They're probably just trying to boost themselves up in the sight of other Christians. Amen. Feign lips, fake lips. Amen. We need to pray that we don't have feigned lips. Amen. Now, the last negative lips we're looking at in the Bible for our lesson today is flattering lips. Flattering lips. Now, if you turn to back to Proverbs, amen, Proverbs chapter number 7, in Proverbs chapter number 7, in verse number 21, verse 7, verse number 21, we read this: "With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield with the flattering of her lips." She forced him. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Now, the young man in Proverbs chapter 7 was out looking for a strange woman. The woman found him and flattered him to come to her house. Through her flattery, he did not see hell and death awaiting him. And back in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 26 and 27, we read this: "For she has cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." Now, Psalm 12, in verse number 3, we read this: "The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips." The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips. With that, you don't want flattering lips, do you? Men use them, flattering lips, to get favor with other men. And sometimes they use them to gain your favor only to cut you behind your back. Notice in Proverbs chapter 20. In Proverbs chapter 20, in verse number 19, we read this. Proverbs 20, verse 19: "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." So we've looked at, for our lesson today, four different types of tongue that are negative. Lying lips, number one. Perverse lips, number two. Feigned lips, number three. And flattering lips, number four. So now we want to turn and look at four lips that are seen in a positive light in the words of God. Again, we're in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, chapter number 16, and verse number 13. We read this. Righteous lips are the delight of kings. You see, my dear listeners, our King of Kings is delighted when he hears our lips speak right things. In fact, in the book of Job, chapter 2, if you would, the book of Job, chapter 2, and verse number 10, Job 2, verse 10, we see this. Job 2, verse 10, we read this. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Amen. So here we see Job's answering his wife. Amen. And she says, you know, basically, why don't you curse God and die? Get it over with. But he tells her, what do you expect, amen, if God gives you good, shall we not receive evil as well? And so we see the statement is made about Job, and all this did not Job sin with his lips. After all the trouble, think of it, all the trouble that Job endured, amen, when he was attacked by the devil. We know that he lost his home, amen. He lost his livestock, his well-being, his wealth. He lost his children. Then finally, his health was taken away. Despite all of that, he did not let a sin slip out of his lips. If you think about it, isn't that remarkable? Again, remember, we have Job. Job didn't have, like we have today, the full written revelation of God from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. He did not have the indwelling Holy Spirit. But despite that, he didn't let a sin slip out of his lips. Now, let's look at the next positive pair of lips that's mentioned in the Bible. And that's found if you would turn with me over to Proverbs chapter 20. In Proverbs chapter 20, number chapter 20, verse 15, we read this. It says, there is gold in a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Again, the thought, the words, the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Now, gold and a multitude of rubies are certainly valuable, are they not? But the Word of God tells us, however, even more valuable are the lips of knowledge. When we speak, we should speak as the oracles of God. We should know the Bible well enough to speak with knowledge. And if you are in the company of a person who doesn't know what he or she is talking about, the Word of God tells us in Proverbs 14:7, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. And then when you don't know what you're talking about, the Bible basically tells us point blank to shut up. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 28, it says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Amen. The lips of knowledge, amen, are valuable as a precious jewel. Amen. We can say that. When you witness to someone, you have show them how they can be saved by trusting in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else to pay for their sins, past, present, and future, and secure them a home in heaven. Those are knowledgeable lips. Why? Because the knowledge coming from the lips is coming right from the very words of Almighty God. Amen. Let's look at the third positive type of lips for our study. They're thankful lips. Thankful lips. Let's turn over to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. And in Hebrews chapter 13, look with me at verse number 15, what the Word of God has to say here. Hebrews 13:15 says, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Here we talk about, in the context, spiritual sacrifices that we can give unto God as believers. And one of them is the giving of thanks to God. Amen. We should always and continually be thankful. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, the words of Almighty God say this: in everything, give thanks. And why should we do that? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. People say, well, what's the will of God for me? Well, one of the things is giving thanks in everything. Amen. Giving thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So what the words of God are telling you and I is we need to develop in you and me the attitude of gratitude. You like that? The attitude of gratitude. We need that to develop us. That is a spiritual sacrifice. We can give names, give thanks to his name, even when things are not going our way. When we're going through a trial and a tribulation, amen, again, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In that attitude, the one of thankfulness, attitude of gratitude, that attitude affects your spirit, your disposition, and your conduct. Amen. An attitude of gratitude. The outside world should see Christians that are grateful and thankful to Almighty God. Amen. Not the down in the dumps. you know, woe is me, why is this happening to me? But being thankful to God that whatever is happening to you, He has allowed it. And He holds you in the hand, the palm of His hand, and no man can snatch you away or take you out of His hand. Amen. Let's look at the fourth and our last positive lips that are spoken about in the Bible, and that's joyful lips. Joyful lips. You know, if we're going to be have a thankful lips, and we add an attitude of gratitude, that's going to bring us into an attitude of joy. So, a joyful lips. Look with me in the book of Proverbs. Rather Psalms. Let's Psalms 63. In Psalm 63, verse 5. Psalm 63, verse 5. The Word of God tells us, my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. How many of us really do this as believers? A lot of times we're finding fault with God. Why is this happening to me? Why are you allowing this to happen to me? Why aren't you blessing me? You're blessing so-and-so. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. If you're saved, you have something to praise God for, amen, with joyful lips. You know you're going to heaven someday. You know you're going to spend time in eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that you're not going to be in that lake of fire. Oh my goodness, should we praise God with joyful lips? Amen. The Word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, that says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Amen. That's a command. We're to be joyful Christians. We have so much to be joyful about. Amen. And our focus needs not to be on us or others, but on God. Thankful, an attitude of gratitude, amen. Joyful, my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. You see, my dear listeners, joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and not only that, the joy of the Lord is our strength, is it not? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So, our lesson has shown us clearly, and we've only skimmed the surface of lips in the Bible. I, you know, encourage you to go back and find out, look up and see some more lips. But it's much better, is it not, to have righteous, knowledgeable, thankful, and joyful lips than it is to have lying, perverse, feigned, and flattering lips. Amen. Well, I hope this study has been a blessing to you today, and I pray you'll join me next time. May God richly bless each and every one of you listening today, is my prayer, and good day.